Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in National PM Vishwakarma program at Wardha in Maharashtra today. President Draupadi Murmu to address centenary celebrations of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, in Ranchi this morning. Agitating junior doctors in West Bengal to partially lift their cease work and resume emergency services from tomorrow. FATF warns India of serious threat from ISIS and Al-Qaeda-linked groups active in Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Andaman and Nicobar Islands today, and India secures resounding victory over Iran in Round 8 at Chess Olympiad in Budapest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Wardha in Maharashtra today. He will participate in the National PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under the PM Vishwakarma Yojana. Mr. Modi will release certificates and loans to the PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries. Our correspondent has the details.
PM Vishwakarma Yojana, launched for skill development of artisans associated with traditional occupation, is completing a year. To mark this anniversary occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a function organized at Swavalambi Ground in Wardha city today. Prime Minister will hand over the toolkits and loan disbursement letters to the beneficiaries of this scheme. He will also interact with the artisans at the theme pavilion built at the venue, showcasing the work and products of traditional artisans. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of PM Mitra Textile Park to be set up in Amravati district of West Vidarbha. PM will also launch two schemes of the government of Maharashtra. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani News, Wardha.
President Draupadi Murmu will address the centenary celebrations of the ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, NISA, at Namkum in Ranchi today. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar, Union Ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Sanjay Seth, and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will attend the function. A report.
The President is scheduled to interact with present and former scientists of the Institute about research and innovation. This institute was formerly known as Indian Lac Research Institute. The innovation by the institute generated additional income of 100 crore and provided stability to lac production across the country. The event is expected to be attended by vice chancellors of various universities, scientists, and 8 to 10,000 farmers through virtual mode. The institute has helped millions of farmers in scientific cultivation and processing of lac in the last one century, mainly tribal and poor farmers residing in backward districts of Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Maharashtra, and West Bengal, benefiting 10 lakh agricultural families. With report of Krishna Kumar Lal from Ranchi, this is Manik Sharma from Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar will visit Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu from today. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Dhankhar will inaugurate several key infrastructure and development projects during his three-day visit.
Vice President will visit Daman today to inaugurate the aviary at Jampur. He will also visit several places in Daman, including the Health and Wellness Center in Jampri. Tomorrow, Mr. Dhankhar will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvasa in Dadra Nagar Haveli, where he will interact with students and faculty members. He will also engage with the elected representatives from local panchayats and municipal council in Diu. On September 22, the Vice President will visit Ghogla Blue Flag Beach and Ghogla Tent City in Diu. He will also inaugurate the Pradhan Mantri Avas Yojana flats in Ghogla and sewage treatment plant in Diu. Aparna Khond, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In West Bengal, the agitating junior doctors have announced to partially withdraw their cease work and rejoin emergency and essential services at state-run hospitals from tomorrow, as the state government has accepted most of their demands. The medics have been on cease work for the last 41 days following the rape and murder of a woman doctor at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital on August 9. After their general body meeting, the agitating doctor said that keeping in mind the flood situation in West Bengal and the state government agreeing to certain demands, the junior doctors will be rejoining emergency and essential services partially from tomorrow. The Modi 3.0 government has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During this period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on infrastructure, farmers, middle class, women and youth. Our correspondent reports that several steps have been taken to build robust health and educational infrastructure in the country.
The Narendra Modi government has accorded high priority to providing quality health care and transforming the educational system of the country. During its third term, the government approved health coverage of 5 lakh rupees to all senior citizens aged above 70 years, irrespective of their income, under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The total outlay of the scheme is 3,437 crore rupees and will cover 6 crore senior citizens. With a view to enhance healthcare infrastructure, 75,000 new medical seats have been created. With Anand Kumar, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will kick off Parivartan Yatra of Jharkhand BJP for Santhal Pargana Division from Bhogna D in Sahibganj district today. On this occasion, he will address a public rally at Police Line Ground. Later, Mr. Shah will visit Jharkhandi Dham and Giridih district and launch the Yatra for the Dhanbad Division and also address a public meeting there. The second phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held on the 25th of this month. Mata Vaishno Devi Assembly constituency in Riyasi district will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent in Jammu takes a look at this assembly seat.
The 58th Mata Vaishno Devi Assembly constituency of the district comes into existence of delimitation as it was earlier part of Riyasi Assembly constituency. The constituency has got 56,506 electors, including 29,660 male and 26,846 female. 90 polling stations have been established in the constituency, including one pink, two green and two PWD polling stations, reflecting its importance in district's electoral structure. 7 candidates are in the final electoral fray, leading 4 independent candidates. The prominent candidates are NC Congress Alliance candidate Bhupinder Singh, BJP leader Baldev Raj Sharma and JKPDP leader Pratap Krishan Sharma. This is Anand Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to the United States beginning tomorrow. He will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Modi will also interact with a variety of foreign partners and also with the large Indian diaspora in the U.S. We have our correspondent Himani reporting live from New York. Himani, what will be the various engagements of Prime Minister Modi in the upcoming visit?
Naresh, on the first day of the visit, Prime Minister will attend the 6th Quad Summit at Wilmington, Delaware. An India-US bilateral meeting will also be held on the sidelines of the summit. On the next day, Prime Minister will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York. Next on the table will be a CEO roundtable, where PM would be interacting with CEOs of leading companies to foster greater collaboration in the areas of artificial intelligence, quantum computing, semiconductors, and more. On the third day of the visit, Prime Minister will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
Himani, can you please elaborate a bit on the Summit of the Future?
Yes, Naresh. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The summit will bring together world leaders with the objective of enhancing multilateral cooperation to tackle the most pressing global challenges that we face. One of the main areas of attention will be attaining the Sustainable Development Goals, an outcome document packed for the future, and a declaration for future generations are expected to be adopted at the summit. India's priorities at the summit include inclusive and equitable sustainable development and South-South cooperation. With that, back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Himani. The latest report by the Global Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has highlighted that the most significant terrorism threats in India are linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, particularly in and around Jammu and Kashmir. According to the report, these extremist groups operate either directly or through proxies alongside other separatist movements. The findings were made in a mutual evaluation report by FATF on combating terror financing and anti-money laundering regime. In Sri Lanka, the Election Commission Other agencies are gearing up for the presidential election tomorrow. As 38 candidates are in the fray, 17 million voters will exercise their right to vote. More from our correspondent.
Sri Lanka will vote to elect the 9th executive president tomorrow, as voting is scheduled to start at 7 a.m. and go on till 4 p.m. in the evening. Election Commission has said that efforts will be made to ensure that the final results of the election are declared on Sunday, even if the election moves to a second preference count. Meanwhile, President's Media Division has said that the National Security Council met on Thursday to discuss election security, pledging support to the Election Commission to ensure candidate protection, securing polling centers and maintaining law and order. For Akashvani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Colombo.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. According to the IMD, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places from the 22nd to the 25th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, the flood situation continues to remain grim in many places, and more than 5 lakh people are affected in 26 districts. We have a report.
Low-lying areas of districts like Kanpur, Prayagraj, Varanasi, Ghazipur, Balia, Farukhabad, Gorakhpur, Ayodhya, Badayun, Barabanki are submerged in water. Nearly 20-meter stretch of National Highway 31 was washed away by a swollen Sarayu River in Balia district, disrupting traffic movement between Uttar Pradesh and Bihar via the Manji Bridge. Administration closed schools in many districts yesterday in the wake of flood situation. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In sports news, at the 45th Chess Olympiad, the Indian Open section team secured a resounding victory over Iran by a massive score of 3.5 to 0.5 in round 8, strengthening its claim for the gold medal in Budapest, Hungary. However, the Indian women's team suffered its first loss, falling to Poland by a margin of 1.5 to 2.5. India, who had been the clear leader in both sections prior to this round, continues to hold its lead with 16 match points in the open section. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at 339 for 6 against Bangladesh on the second day of the first test at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. Ravichandran Ashwin with 102 and Ravindra Jadeja on 86 were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday. The highlight of the day's play was the exceptional unbeaten partnership of 195 runs between Ashwin and Jadeja. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's roadshow in Katra in Jammu and Kashmir features prominently on the front pages in most dailies this morning. Alongside a picture of the PM, Hindustan Times writes, Modi says high turnout reflects a naya Kashmir. The Asian Age says, PM hits out at three families, vows to make J&K paradise on earth. India taking strong objection to a US court summons to the Indian government over Khalistani terrorist Pannu's civil suit alleging a plot to murder him has been noted by the Pioneer on its front page. Doctors call off strike after Bengal government lists reforms, reports the Hindu, adding that doctors will resume emergency services in state-run health facilities starting tomorrow. Mamata blames ally Soren for flooding, closes border, writes the Times of India. It goes on to add that GMM has responded saying they will block grain trucks to Bengal. Business Standard reports that benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty posted rapid gains as the US Federal Reserve's move to cut rates by 50 basis points propped up equity markets worldwide. And finally, gifts, mementos including tribal artifacts and Ram Mandir replica received by PM are up for auction and the proceeds will be directed towards supporting the Namami Gange initiative, writes the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in National PM Vishwakarma program at Wardha in Maharashtra today. President Draupadi Murmu to address centenary celebrations of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, in Ranchi this morning. Agitating junior doctors in West Bengal to partially lift their cease work and resume emergency services from tomorrow. FATF warns India of serious threat from ISIS and Al-Qaeda-linked groups active in Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. And India secures resounding victory over Iran in Round 8 at Chess Olympiad in Budapest. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.